Well, I said it was all about Bach, and I meant it, from May 24th through the 26th at St. Barnabas on the Danforth, and curiously, the Black Swan. The fourth annual Toronto Bach Festival is set to take place. There are five performances to consider, including the Brandenburg Five, solo harpsichord music, a free Bach lecture, Lutheran masses, and even a late night event. The Toronto Bach Festival's artistic director is the wildly talented and beloved musician John Aberger. He is one of North America's leading performers on historical oboes and is principal oboist with Tafel Music in Toronto since 1989. He's also been with the American Bach Soloists since 1990. He has been around the world with his music, and I know he puts a lot of what he's learned into this festival. One of his recordings there. It's my pleasure to welcome John Aberger to the New Classical FM studios.
Thank you, Mark. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Really great to have you here. And in fact, I saw you performing with Tafel Music just last weekend, Bach's Magnificat, and incredible. What a night it was.
What a great collection of music we had on that concert.
Nice to be in Kerner Hall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And although we love the Jean Lamont Hall at Trinity St. Paul's.
I love it, too. I was there to see you there with Jean Lamont about 3 weeks ago. And so it's just been, I've been all Tafel Music all the time. And I was actually kind of hoping, you've got your hair up today. I was kind of hoping you might wear it down. But
don't do that too often. But with the right donation, maybe I would, you know?
That's right. Well, I'll let you know, 4 years of the Toronto Bach Festival, and I'm so excited for what you're about to do this year. Tell me what the original intention was and what you've learned since 2015 when you got started.
Well, Mark, we have always had the intention to perform more Bach.
Right.
I like to say 70% of Bach's music you haven't heard. That's, of course, a guesstimation, but there's a lot of his pieces that you hear often and many of his pieces that you almost never hear.
Sure.
So our idea is to play the great pieces that we all love and to put alongside them some of his pieces that you haven't heard as often. And we're still at that mission. We have a lot of music to cover.
Yeah, well, with 70%, you know, it seems like an endless well to some degree. So opening night, next Friday, 8 p.m., you will direct the Brandenburg Five. We just heard it from Tafel Music. Take us through what your intention is for that night.
For that night? Well, that night we have, in addition to the fantastic Brandenburg Five, we have two cantatas, which probably you haven't heard very often. One in particular, an early cantata with a very interesting instrumentation of recorder, oboe, viola d'amore, viola da gamba, and basso continuo. A very interesting piece, fantastic music. I'm sure very few people have heard it, and we're looking forward to presenting it.
It seems to me that he would write those in his sleep. He was so busy composing in his career that cantata just seemed to be
absolutely
rolling away from him.
When he got to Leipzig in 1723, as far as we can tell, he set about to write five annual cycles of cantatas, and he did that in a period of about 6 years, in addition to putting together the St. John Passion and the Matthew Passion.
It's incredible. On Saturday, I think a real treat, Luc Beausejour is in Toronto with solo harpsichord.
Yes. And he's going to show us how Bach uses the French style in his music. So two of Bach's pieces, it's very interesting. Luc will play an English suite. It's actually very French music. In fact, no one is sure why those set of pieces are called English suites.
It happens all the time. I look at repertoire here and, you know, it's a Spanish composer trying to do something French, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah. Exactly. So actually they think the pieces were dedicated originally to an English patron or something.
Okay.
But anyway, they're wonderful, wonderful pieces. Wanda Landowska used to have a great quip that the French suites were French, the English suites were more French, and the German partitas were the most French of all.
Right. Absolutely. On the Sunday program, 3 p.m., I think you're handling this one again, the Lutheran Masses and an evening of vocal performance and orchestra.
Yes. The Lutheran Masses we think of as Bach's warm-up to the great Mass in B minor. He took music from his cantatas and put together these Mass movements that were used in the Leipzig services. And again, these works are not played very often. And we're extremely excited to be able to present them to the Toronto audience.
And I should mention, you have Eleanor Frey on solo cello at the Black Swan, which is a pub that's fairly near the church. That's happening Saturday night. And Ellen Exner will give a talk, Dr. Ellen Exner, on Saturday as well. So
yes,
some extra programming there.
Dr. Exner is a Harvard-trained musicologist, and she is on the faculty at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. And we're extremely happy to welcome her to Toronto. She's going to give a lecture that will prelude Luc Beausejour's recital about Bach in the French style. And that night, we'll have Eleanor Frey with the Bach Sixth Suite, which was written for a five-string cello. And Eleanor has, in a very enterprising way, commissioned a number of works for that exact instrument, the five-string cello. So she'll be playing two new works by Canadian composers written for the five-string cello. And then we'll hear the Sixth Suite after that.
All at the Black Swan. Pretty incredible. From May 24th through the 26th at St. Barnabas on the Danforth, and that one show at the Black Swan, the fourth annual Toronto Bach Festival, torontobachfestival.org.